Truth Attack fans, David Allen Carmichael back here again with the Truth Attack on Liberty Works Radio Network and for Frank Talk 104.3 FM in Central Florida. I hear the broadcast is expanding, by the way. It's growing there. It's hitting more people. Unless, of course, there's some misconnection between the studio in Maryland and the transmitter in Florida, you dodo! So, by the way, I had some calls came in during the break, and we were tackling some technical problems. So if you called it toll-free 888-850-1872 and were not able to get in, please give us a call again, 888-850-1872, and, of course, we will answer your call and have a discussion about some of these issues. So I'm going to go on to this, and this is being recorded for a playback at a later date. Yes, it is. Now, let's go again to the presidential address. It may be dry to people, but here we go here. This is what came up yesterday. This was in the news. It was newsworthy. The president talked to people. There's something that he said yesterday that I think is very problematic that a lot of people don't realize. A lot of people have been talking badly about the whole Iraqi thing and all kinds of things going on. Can I tell you what? It's a lot more complex than even those who complain about it and even those that are like, you know, basically say, take offense when somebody brings it into question because the effect it has on the troops. I will tell you, the troops on the ground, I'm getting information from many sources that the troops on the ground are not checking their brains out at the door, that they're considering what's going on. And you know what? Because of their devotion to duty and their belief in what they're doing is right, they're acting rightly. That's a very tough situation. Every war, I mean, you're exercising deadly force. Every use of deadly force, you have to, if you are a sane, right person, you have to stop and think whether or not your action is just and right for the moment. And it's not situational ethics. It is situation. It's just crazy. Being in a position where you're being ordered to take lives, you got to hope that the person you work for is moral and just in the behavior. That's a very difficult thing. Very difficult. And there's a lot of ideas about this thing. So let's not get bent out of shade and hate each other because we're offering contemplation over the issues. But there were some statements that the President of the United States made yesterday. He said the greatness of our democracy is grounded in our ability to move beyond our differences and to learn from our experience as we confront the many challenges ahead. And no challenge is more essential to our security than our fight against Al-Qaeda. Yes. Of course, our fight against Al-Qaeda is a small segment of a bigger issue. Americans across the political spectrum supported the use of force against those who attacked us on 9/11, and that it holds to be true. Now, as we approach our 10th year of combat in Afghanistan, there are those who are understandably asking tough questions about our mission there. Can I tell you also that those who initially went into Afghanistan and did some weird stuff, it was shifty. There were, let's not say the whole thing, but there were aspects of it. There were shifty and shaky and immoral and not just and not bold and brave and absolute. Created a lot of problems. There were a lot of, I'd say, yes, war crimes that occurred in those first months because there was kind of low-key, clandestine kind of creepy things going on, not outright, overt, absolute actions of war by the Army and Navy and Air Force Marines. So there was, I'll tell you what, some of the whirlwind was sown and reaped in the initial acts. And I would say also, had there been maybe some bold, very deliberate, yes, absolutely military action, and not by quasi-military agencies, not by militaristic agencies that were not the military, they may have fared better. Somebody may have been pragmatic and justifying actions that were wrong, hoping that the ends justified the means. So there were some initial problems that I think people are going to be held accountable to ultimately. But it says, the president went on to say, as we speak, Al-Qaeda continues to plot against us and its leadership remains anchored in the border region of Afghanistan and Pakistan. We will disrupt, dismantle, defeat Al-Qaeda while preventing Afghanistan from again serving as a base for terrorists. And because of our drawdown in Iraq, we are now able to apply the resources necessary to go on the offense. In fact, over the last 19 months, nearly a dozen Al-Qaeda leaders and hundreds of Al-Qaeda extremist allies have been killed or captured around the world. Now, there is, I think it's a real war going on. Yes, it is a jihad. It's going on. It is a war that people are acting on what they understand to be religion. And so it is a war of a state, hopefully a government that is a minister of God for our good, at war with those who might be, in the name of God, doing those things that are wrong. Huh. Something to think about. But here's something that I think is problematic. Here's a statement of the President of the United States, and I will tell you that there is a Pandora's box that has been opened that they don't really know what to do with because they've abandoned religion. They've made the state so secular that they can't contend with those religious aspects and aspects of true religion that come into play in this whole thing. They've checked out their ability to deal with truth, because they've abandoned the ability to deal on a basis of religion. Not to establish religion, but to deal with what they've got before them, understanding and knowing what religion is. Within Afghanistan, this is President said yesterday, I've ordered the deployment of additional troops who, under the command of General David Petraeus, are fighting to break the Taliban's momentum. Now, the Taliban, that means student. And those guys claim to be students of Islam. And so what they are intending to do is eradicate the land of Islam. They're going to eradicate infidels from the land of Islam. That is what their intention is. And you have to understand that. You need to read the Quran and understand the teachings that they're a student, of which they are a student. So I didn't end in a preposition. As with the surge in Iraq, these forces will be in place for a limited time to provide space for the Afghans to build their capacity and secure their own future. And it goes back to, of course, the thing I mentioned on another show is the maintaining of quarrels for somebody who's not apt, righteous enough, or strong enough, or man enough, and willing to fight their own battle according to what is right. And so that may be part of our problem. And notice I said maybe. I left it open. But as was the case in Iraq, we cannot do for Afghans what they must ultimately do for themselves. Hello? That's why we are training Afghan security forces and supporting a political resolution to Afghanistan's problems. And, well, their nation building. Again, is that what you're supposed to do? I don't know. And next July, we will begin a transition to Afghan responsibility. Now, it's a big question, can there be any stability in Afghanistan when you have a corrupt, just screamingly corrupt people? You've got unredeemed, unregenerate people who are religious, passionately religious, and they're unredeemed and completely corrupt, acting according to a justification of quote-unquote religion. But they're continuing to be depraved, yet act piously. Appropriate piety and really act in depravity. And then you've got another group who are just hell-bent on being depraved and making sure they're communicating their commerce of drugs and are really just completely corrupt and don't really have any backbone except to do that which would gratify themselves. So you've got a corrupt society even. And then you've got some people there that are actually, it will always be the narrow group, who literally have a desire to do that which is right before Almighty God and live at peace at their neighbor. And they're the guys who are really suffering. And in this fallen world, that's the truth, folks. That's what's going to happen. The pace of our troop reductions, the president said, will be determined by conditions on the ground, and our support for Afghanistan will endure. But make no mistake, this transition will begin because open-ended war serves neither our interest nor the Afghan people's. I say make no mistake, that statement, even according to the other things that he said, is problematic. How do you know open-ended war doesn't serve your interest? It may serve your interest to get the heck out. Now, maybe a commercial partnership, political, global industry interest necessitates a powerful security force there. There's an interest. But left to itself, is it possible that you either have to go all out and conquer the place and just know that you're going to have always people who are going to eradicate the infidel from the land is of Islam? Or, I just tell you, we've got some problem, folks, and they ain't got it figured out. They're trying to figure it out. And you've got a war between those who are really trying to, I think, do some things for some national interests and some people for the interests of the community and the interests of the Iraqi and, Afghani people. And also just conflicts with understanding who the enemy really is. There's a big problem there. And it's some moral issues. There's constitutional issues. There's a lot of catastrophes pending with this entire situation in Afghanistan. Our feet are on the ground, and you've stirred up a hornet's nest. And I will tell you, a lot of people don't realize this, that the hornet's nest really wasn't stirred up by America in this particular operation. That there was a government that was friendly to America that had kicked out the Russians, and at the same time that these guys were flying airplanes into buildings in America, the Taliban actually formed a military coup and assassinated those leaders who had kicked Russia out of Afghanistan. So there's a lot more to the story that, and I got to tell you, I didn't hear that on mainstream news. I had to be digging this thing up and going back into the history and seeing Afghanistan prior to this event to figure out what was going on. In fact, there's still things going on that were going back in prior to the Russians, and America's really not aware of it. So we're going to stick with this truth attack. Hopefully we're going to come back tomorrow. I'm going to try to bring that breaking news story about the decision in a case in Montana today that has not made the news in this country or anywhere on the planet. And hopefully we'll be able to break it here on Liberty Works Radio Network and Frank Talk 104.3 FM. David Allen Carmichael standing in for Tom Cryer. We'll be back tomorrow.